Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. This show is part of the Cross Politic Network. Please help us, support us, help us bring you new shows, new content, and just keep on bringing you new stuff. Go over to crosspolitic.com, become a member. They have a lot of great benefits that come along with being a member and supporting us. Really appreciate it. Help us proclaim the Lordship of Jesus Christ in all areas of life and just be part of our team. We really appreciate it. Speaking of appreciation, I was just getting the numbers and looking them over from our first week with Cross Politic Network last week. And man, I feel so blessed and so supported by you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for watching on YouTube. For those listening on iTunes or whatever you listen to on Android, I'm not sure. I'm an iPhone guy. I don't know if you know this, but all of our shows, including Cross Politic shows, are on YouTube where you can watch them. And it's really helpful with our show because we'll get into some more complex topics or maybe topics that you're just not familiar with. And you'll hear me reference charts or graphs that I like to throw up onto the screen that may help clarify things. So if you're listening on the road or at work or wherever you're listening and you just want to see that visual to help understand or clarify some things, go check that out on YouTube. And hopefully that will clarify things. If not, well, you can reach out to me. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. A lot of you have already reached out. A lot of you have already asked questions and suggested show topics, which we've already done several shows based on your feedback. So I get back to you as soon as I can. It's a great time. I love hearing from you guys. I love hearing what God's doing in your lives. I love the challenges that are happening and how I can come along and help you. Business is just a big chess game for me, so send your problems my way. I'd love to help. Hopefully I can give you guys some great assistance and can be a blessing to you guys as well, like you've been blessing me listening to this show. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for subscribing, for listening, downloading the show. Oh, it is such an amazing thing. So thank you so much. All right, so on that positive note, we're going to start talking about something a little more negative. And that is a common office sin that happens in the workplace. It happens so frequently that I've even got caught up in it and had to repent of it. And I want to talk about it because it's not just a spiritual issue, although it is a spiritual sin that we need to repent of, but it impacts work. It impacts our efficiency. It impacts our workplace. And that is office gossip. I always say awesive. I don't know why I say that. Office gossip. And I want to talk about just what it is, how it can trap us, and then some strategies on how we can not only just not be a part of it, but turn the conversation. There's some verses that I want us to read that really gives us some insight into the impact of gossip. Proverbs 16:28. Proverbs is such a good book to go to. A perverse person spreads dissension, and gossip separates the closest friends. Proverbs 18:8. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down into the person's innermost being. Proverbs 26:20. Where there is no wood, a fire goes out, and where there is no gossip, contention ceases. And then finally in Romans, you know, where Paul's given that huge list of all the things that people that are rejecting God and loving their sin and hardening their hearts, when he's giving that list, one of them is gossip. And the most convicting part of that is at the last bit, the tagline, like right before you're out the door and like feeling good about yourself, he says, and those who approve of it. How many times have you been listening to other people gossip, thinking, oh, well, I'm not saying anything, I'm not participating, but I'm just hanging out in the lunchroom. I'm just, you know, being quiet and just letting them do their thing. I don't want to cause any tension in the group. I don't want them to, you know, people to not like me. So I'm just going to be part of it, but I'm not going to say anything. I'm not really gossiping, but Paul doesn't let us even off the hook with that. It says, even those who are condoning it. And indeed, we are condoning it when we just tolerate it and sit there and listen to it. So these verses are really important because it shows us what God says about it. God says it shouldn't be done. It says it's a form of rejecting the knowledge of God. And like what Paul was talking about in Romans is these were all symptoms of rejection of God. And you think about it, is the gossip is tearing somebody down. They're tearing someone that is made in the image of God. Even if they're not a believer, they still have value as a being. And God has created that person with a purpose. And even if they're not living up to that purpose, even if they reject God, that God has still made them in their image. And we should be establishing that, reaffirming that as we try to minister and be an example like Jesus was. So I want to define what gossip is. Just the straight up definition of it is it's a casual or unconstrained conversational report where there's a group of other people, typically involving details that are not confirmed as being true. But I think we don't even need a definition. We just know it. We know when it is. You kind of have that feeling like, oh, you know, sometimes it feels good to just get it out and vent, but then you kind of walk away dirty, you know, like most sins. It feels good in the moment, but then you kind of just are ashamed of it, or you don't want to talk about it, or you kind of justify it. We all know what it is, the gossip, right? But that is just a good definition for those people who are looking for specifics. And it happens. I mean, it's something that's really understandable, I guess, not justifiable, but very understandable. We're all in the office together, 8+ hours a week, working hard, working with other sinful people that are making mistakes, that do, you know, awful things, and just rub people the wrong way. There's tensions high, there's deadlines, and it's almost inevitable that it's going to happen. Again, not that it's justifiable, but that it's understandable, that it's no wonder that it's one of the most common sins that happen in the office. But we must reject it, because the wages of sin are death. And it's not just physical death, it's not just spiritual death, but it's death even to the circumstance. It's death to the relationship. It kills everything that it touches. And in that Proverbs 16:28 verse, it says that gossip separates the closest of friends. It separates even the closest of friends. How much more will it separate a team that you're working with? How much will it disrupt the chemistry, the synergy that you have? That is such a valuable thing in business, is to find a team that works well together, that just melds together, that knows each other, that knows each other's strengths and weaknesses, picks up on them, covers for each other. All that stuff can be destroyed by gossip. It can be destroyed by any sin, but gossip is a very typical way that gets in the way and destroys things. It can destroy our spirits too. In Proverbs 18:8 that I read, it says it goes down into the innermost being. It goes into the innermost being of a person. Do you ever notice, like, when you're gossiping, your spirit changes, you're in the flesh, you don't have that joy of the Lord, and it gets down into you and you just feel dirty. I feel so gross. Because that is going down into the depths of you. It causes contention. Proverbs 26:30 says, when there's no gossip, there's no contention. So when there is gossip, there is contention. And as Christians, we need to be about the business of reconciliation. And I just love that, because that is what the Lord's work is, right? That was the ultimate gospel message, that we rejected God. We were at war with God, but Jesus came to reconcile us and to make peace through the sacrifice on the cross. And when we're gossiping, we're doing the opposite. We're causing contention. We're causing a rift. We're causing death to enter in, the consequences of sin to enter in, not just in our own lives, but into the group, the relationships that we have at work. But as Christians, we're called to be more than that. We're called to be examples of Christ and do the work that he did and be reconcilers, just like he reconciled ourselves. We're supposed to be bringing each other together. We're supposed to be creating stronger bonds. We should be facilitating greater relationships and not tearing them down. And managers, this is a special note for you guys, that you should take heed, I was going to say, but that's kind of like old King James. You should be really aware about the stuff going on in your office, and you should squash it as soon as you see it. It is so hard to get an effective team, to build a strong culture, to get that synergy going where people are working together, that people come to work and love to come and they love to come to work. They come and they love the people they're working with. As soon as you see gossip happening in the office, you need to take action as the leader to stop that from happening. You need to protect. You need to actively be advocating for that positive culture, for the positive reinforcement between team members in the company, because it's going to affect your bottom line. Because teams that don't work well together, they're not efficient, they don't have good chemistry, they're not innovative, and they start slacking off because they don't like being there. So you'll find them more on YouTube, and you'll find them more on their phones, and you'll find them taking more breaks. Those are all real costs to not having a positive, good culture. And, you know, and honestly, it's really hard to avoid going back to the personal level, because a lot of times gossip happens around your desk. It happens in the break room when you're taking your lunch and you may not have anywhere else to go. So there's three things that we can do when we find ourselves in the midst of gossip and the conversation and people are talking about gossip. And one is the obvious, is just walk away. But that can be hard when you're at a restaurant, or when they're at your desk, or maybe you're in the lunchroom. Maybe you can go back to work early, maybe you can go to the bathroom, or you can leave the restaurant. But a lot of times that's kind of hard, and it's a little awkward when you just walk away all of a sudden. It's not really good people skills. The second option is where you can just tell them, like, hey, you shouldn't be gossiping about them. If you have a problem, go talk to them. You shouldn't be talking to us about that. And kind of just rebuke them and tell them that it's wrong. And, you know, that is a legitimate option to do. But before you do that, I like the number three option. And that is find ways to build that person up in the conversation and talk about their value and what they do right and how they do contribute to the company. Because most likely they are there at the company because they do something of value for them. If they don't, that's a whole nother conversation. But even as a person, they have value. They are made in the image of God. And you have an opportunity to be Christ-like, as Christ did for us, as he is our champion, as he is our advocate, as he has imputed righteousness to us. He imputed value. He imputed dignity, his dignity to us. We have an opportunity to do that for others. And that's just something, like, if people were talking about me, I would love for someone to be a champion for me. And it also gives the people that are gossiping an opportunity to have a mind shift change, a repentance, if you will, where they start seeing the value, and they're like, you know, and they have an opportunity to stop gossiping as well. So that's my favorite option. Maybe it'll come a time where they keep doing it that you do have to say, hey, I don't want to be a part of this anymore. You shouldn't be doing it. It's wrong. But I like starting with that, where you have a chance to build up that person and kind of rebuild what has been torn down through gossip. Because just imagine coming to a workplace where everyone was doing that instead of gossiping and tearing people down. We're talking about people in a positive way and building each other up and giving each other kudos. And when you walk by a group of people talking about you, you overhear them complimenting you and saying how great of a job you're doing, or you do something really well. Just imagine that place. You would love to come to work. You would be more innovative because you wouldn't be scared to throw out new ideas and to try new things. Because even if you failed, you knew you wouldn't have people talking behind your back. But they'd be coming alongside of you and being your advocate and being your champion and helping you along the way. So that is the real cost, because when you have that bad culture, then you stop being innovative, you stop being incentivized, you start being distracted, you start being unproductive. There's a real cost to having a bad culture. And there's so many books, so many seminars, so many conferences that talk about how to build a good culture, because it's so hard to do. And so you have to be proactive in keeping that positive culture at work, or creating a culture. Maybe it's not a really good culture and it needs to change. It takes a lot of hard work, but it's worth it. There's many benefits, even tangible cost, financial cost, to productivity and innovation and all that stuff that we talk about. So be a champion, be Christ-like, don't give in to the gossip. If you are a gossiper or you are part of those conversations, repent, have that mind shift change, look to be like Jesus and not be in the flesh. You will be blessed, you will bless your business, and we could all be more successful if we do that. With that, If you have any comments, questions, feedback, reach out to me on Twitter, Instagram, How to Build a Tent. You can also reach out to me at Matt@howtobuildatent.com. Love hearing your feedback and talking with you guys. So please reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you.